This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end over here.
Now, it's the beginning of the week. Let's get the latest from the markets where you are. And I believe encouraged by more dovish comments from President Trump late last week.
Yes, indeed. So I will say that, as usual, U.S. President Trump is playing a typical Game of Thrones. So on late last Friday in the U.S. session, he did mention there's a chance of flexibility in this upcoming planned 2nd of April reciprocal tariffs that's going to be hit to all major U.S. trading partners that has a significant trade surplus with the U.S. So because of this flexibility term that he mentioned, that i.e. meaning that market participants has now toned down his rather aggressive rhetoric earlier last week. So what we could see now is kind of a follow-through risk-on impact on the major U.S. stock indices that has taken shape late last Friday, having a positive follow-through in today's Asia session as well on the US stock futures, that means i.e. the E-mini, S&P 500 E-mini and the Nasdaq E-mini, which is trading now up close to 1% on the S&P E-mini, and the Nasdaq E-mini is up 1.3% as we are speaking. So this has a positive feedback loop across the globe. So in today's Asia session, the Hang Seng indices managed to actually inch higher, which is up by 0.9% for the Hang Seng Index, and the HSCEI that representing the China shares listed in Hong Kong is up by 1.2%. And also Europe indices at the start right now is also having a positive performance as well, where the European German DAX is actually up by 0.5%. The FTSE 100 is up by 0.3%. So all seems to be embracing this flexibility vibes that US President Trump touted on late last Friday. But we know that things could change in the last minute because things are still fluid. At any point in time, Trump could actually change his mind to actually adopt a much more aggressive reciprocal trade tariffs. But what you could see over here is that, interestingly, the US dollar didn't actually fall much on last Friday. And in fact, the dollar has starts to gain strength against the rather growth-sensitive Aussie dollar. So it seems to be that market participants across different cross asset classes are getting rather confused right now by looking at the current movement on the different cross asset classes that I'm seeing.
And Kelvin, more generally, the performance of US stocks, do you see it as more like a dead cat bounce, or are we actually going to see something a bit more promising? Or is it too early to say, bearing in mind the uncertainty over Trump's tariffs and so on?
Sure. So let me answer it from a sentiment standpoint, that means i.e. a momentum technical analysis perspective. This week will be very pivotal for the performance of the major US stock indices. Why? Because at the end of this Friday, it will be the end of the first quarter of 2025. So if you look at the longer term charts of the benchmark US S&P 500, so I'm looking at a 3-month candlestick chart. So if you look at this 3-month candlestick chart right now, Q1 performance as of last Friday close for the S&P 500 is down by negative 3.6%. So if this lackluster performance continues throughout this week, that means i.e. at the end of this week, the 3-monthly candlestick chart of the S&P 500 remains in the same trajectory as we're speaking right now, that means that will be the first quarterly loss on the S&P 500 since its very stellar consecutive 3-month performance run since October 2023. And that also will be the first quarterly loss for the S&P since July 2023. That means if that particular situation happens from a technical perspective, that means potentially that rebound or that recovery that we see since the start of early last week, stretching into last Friday, is more like a dead cat bounce, where the S&P 500 may trigger off a multi-week corrective decline, at least in the first step.
Kelvin, let's look to the week ahead. Plenty happening where you are and on both sides of the Atlantic. Here in the UK, we're going to have the Chancellor of the Exchequer's spring statement, which is going to be possibly controversial in terms of welfare cuts and so on. I mean, she's already hinted that there won't be tax increases, so we shall wait and see. And also, we've got the latest CPI numbers. Now, bearing in mind, last week, we saw the Bank of England keep interest rates on hold. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the CPI, because obviously interest rates control inflation to a certain extent. Perhaps it won't be as bad as they may have thought.
Yes, precisely. So definitely traders will be watching very closely the core inflation rate on UK that is up this coming Wednesday, 26th of March. So market is looking at a slight dip to 3.6% year on year from the previous, that's for February, from the previous January print of 3.7%. So if this actual number falls down below market expectation, let's say at around 3.4%, that could actually see a bit of down move for the sterling dollar. And also bearing in mind other things to look out for this week is that on Friday, we do have another inflation data, this time coming up from Tokyo. So Tokyo CPI is considered as a leading inflationary trend for the nationwide Japan inflation data. So for Tokyo CPI data, the core CPI data market is, okay, previously it was rather lackluster at 0.9% year on year. So if it continues to print a lower print of let's say 0.8% without any signs of stabilizing and recovery, that could see the dollar yen to trade at a firmer ground. So the dollar yen in today's Asia session managed to actually spike up to 150 level, the psychological level. The reason why being is because today's early Asia session, we do have a rather weak preliminary S&P 500 Global Japan Services PMI print for the month of March in Japan. So the services PMI preliminary print for the month of March for Japan has contracted to 49.5 from a previous growth level of 53.7. So i.e. If the Tokyo core CPI print continues to remain lackluster, that could actually jeopardize Bank of Japan so-called gradual interest rate hike monetary policy stance. And with that, we also do have US core PCE price index that will be released on Friday as well. So for core PCE price index on year-on-year, market is expecting a slight uptick to 2.7% year-on-year for the month of February. That is a slight 1 basis point increase from 2.6% year-on-year printed in January. So something to actually bear in mind for, because right now, the US Federal Reserve initially has mentioned that stagflation risk is actually creeping up into the US economy. But Fed Chair Powell has downplayed this stagflationary risk to be temporary rather than sticky. So something to look out for on the core PCE price index number to see whether does it gel together with Fed Chair Powell transactionary expectation.
Yeah, it was interesting with Jerome Powell's comments last week, Kelvin, because they were much more dovish than people had expected. So the proof will be in the pudding, as they say. And if things aren't quite as rosy as, well, I wouldn't call it rosy, maybe a bit more positive than he was portraying, then he'll have a few questions to answer.
Yes, very much indeed, yeah.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny, and we shall speak soon.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.